The boy in the front seat of the boat pulled an air rifle from under his jacket and began shooting BB shots at Louis' trumpet. Whenever a shot hit the horn, it made a pinging sound, so the cradle song sounded something like this. The children on the boat roared with laughter when they heard this, but the grown-up passengers were angry. One of them seized the boy's rifle. Another went home that night and wrote a letter to the Boston Globe urging a stronger gun control law. On some afternoons, at the end of the day, people gathered on the shores of the lake to listen while Louis played taps. It was a peaceful scene, a memorable hour. The Swan boat had never enjoyed such popularity or made such a lot of money for the owner. But Louis knew that the boats would not run all winter. In a few days, the boats would be hauled out for the season to wait quietly for the arrival of spring. One day, when Louis was waiting for the boat to take its passengers aboard, a Western Union messenger boy appeared on a bicycle. "I have a telegram for the Swan," he said. The boatman seemed surprised, but he took the telegram and handed it to Louis, who opened it promptly. It was from a man in Philadelphia. The message said, "Can offer you $500 a week for nightclub spot. 10-week engagement. Please reply. Signed, Abe Lucky Lucas, Hotel Nemo." Louis did some quick figuring. $500 a week for 10 weeks, that was $5,000. $5,000 would easily pay his father's debt to the music store. He took his slate and wrote, "Offer accepted. Arrive tomorrow. Meet me at Bird Lake in the zoo. Splashdown will be at 4:52 p.m. Hope this will be a convenient time for you." Louis showed the message to the Western Union boy, who copied it on a telegraph blank. "Send it collect," wrote Louis. The messenger nodded and rode away.